Have your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step.
Your step.
Life can be so sweet on sunny.
Sunny
the street. I used to walk
in the shade,
in the shade, with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, movie house. Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old
Billy and Lone! Now, what's that from? I've never heard that.
I don't know.
That's a new Christmas movie out this year.
You know what I heard about
this year?
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
Gold dust at
they shot in black and white.
Yeah.
Like they did The Artist.
That's weird.
Speaking of weird, I'm waiting for it. Text confirmation back. Apparently we're having, and I want our show to take credit for this, apparently we're having a KTRS Christmas party. Now,
what?
Yeah, now we haven't had one for how many years? And remember we went on there and did the story that 90% this year of companies said they're going to have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Well, this is a holiday celebration. I'm looking at the invitation right here.
It is.
Oh, it's a holiday. Yes. Celebration. Well, same thing. But because we probably put the pressure on them, and they didn't hear it. Somebody probably told them, hey, yeah. I heard on your station, because the management doesn't listen.
Right.
So somebody probably said, hey, heard on your station where you guys don't have holiday parties. And I also heard 90% of the companies are. And it probably shamed them into... okay, now I just got a text that says... Because here's the deal. They wanted an RSVP.
Right.
They do?
And I realize that part of the reluctance to have a KTRS party of any kind is paparazzi. I get that.
Oh, my goodness.
I get that. Because...
I mean, how many places are equipped to...
To handle...
Handle a bunch of...
The kind of fans...
Talent in one room like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we're the most listened to... No, wait a minute. No, we're not. But... I understand the logistics. You got to pay off duty police officers. Yeah, I get all that. Then the limos. That's always a big coordinating everybody's limos. Did you get a peon's limo taken care of? Is Dan's limo lined up? And then I heard that that it was employees only, because I had RSVP'd, you know, that my wife and I would be there. And then I heard, no, it's just employees. And if that's the case, I don't want to go. I mean, you're going to a thing where you see the people you see every day anyway. What the heck? I mean, because if you're truthful, one of the and there's not much that's fun about it, but one of the more fun parts of going to an office party, I don't care where you work, is seeing who has an ugly wife or husband. I mean, that really is.
And seeing how they interact with each other.
Now, and then you can leave going, oh, man, did you see who he's married to?
You get a little indication of
what they're really like and how they act outside the office.
Yeah.
And usually the quieter people. Well, let's take Mark Harris, for example. Mark Harris is maybe the best behaved employee in our building. He and Sherry.
I would agree with that.
They work in our traffic office. Now, traffic has nothing to do with cars and stoplights. That's a different kind of traffic. They're in charge of making sure.
Continuity.
Yeah, that everything that's supposed to run every hour gets logged on the log and gets run. All the commercials that, you know, everything is timed out okay. Not on our show, because our show's sloppy, but on other shows. And so that's the traffic department. Now, they're very well behaved at work. These are the very kinds of people that you want to see at the office party because they usually do something really ridiculous and stupid. Get real drunk.
Yeah.
Get up and sing karaoke when there's no karaoke machine.
End up with a lampshade on their head.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Has that ever happened? How did that become the standard?
I don't know, but if anybody ever did that and they worked for me, I would fire you just for lack of originality. Because if you put a lampshade on your head, and by the way, where is there a lampshade anyway? In somebody's
right.
office, maybe? It's fluorescent lights. But if you did that and you're my employee, I'd call you in and I'd go, you're fired. You're fired for lack of creativity. This is the dumbest, lamest thing you could do.
There was a great segment, 2020, this past Friday, it was all about Christmas. And there was a whole segment about work Christmas parties. And it was really good. They have a lot of YouTube videos of employees getting out of hand and have to be escorted out by security after getting
drunk.
And
I'm telling you, it's the ones who are suppressed. All yeah. year long.
So you're saying Mark Harris is maybe
I'm saying Mark Harris is got bottled up party anxiety, and you got to watch it. I say watch him, watch Sherry. These are people that you just go, oh, well, you know, we know they won't be a problem. Not so fast.
Mark will probably get up and go, hey, and jump on the table. Hey,
pull his pants down.
Down dancer. Hey.
Moon everybody. You know, that kind of thing.
I'd love to see Mark's face right now. I know he's listening.
I know.
But here's the other thing. And if
oh, there's Sherry right there. Yeah.
Sherry
with the lampshade
on her head.
She's starting early.
If you don't agree with me, then you're not being honest that when you leave, you talk about the spouses or girlfriends, boyfriends of the people that you'd never met before.
Oh, my goodness. We still have station lore of parties from past years. We still tell those stories.
Mm-hmm. It is the only good thing that comes out of an office party. Because heaven knows there are not going to be any bonuses handed out that people are going to go away talking about. You believe I got $1,000? You know, it's not going to happen. So you're going to go, how can he be married to her? Boy, she is a dog. Or other way around, she's so cute. Did you see her husband? What a dud. Did you talk to that guy? What a jerk. That's the best part. And then kind of observing, you know, who eats nothing, who eats everything, who drinks everything, who hardly has a drink, whose vocabulary and language changes at the Christmas party from what it normally, well, I've never heard her talk like that before. Yeah, that kind of thing. And then what's really fun is to watch the people who have had just enough to drink that
they're telling the truth.
They're telling the truth. They're telling the truth. Yeah, it's truth serum. And the people who have decided this is the night I'm going to become best friends with the boss. The guy that they normally have no interaction with. Put his arm around him. In this case, Mike Dorsey, because he runs a place.
Mark Dorsey.
Yeah, throw your arm around him. Hey, buddy. And then there's the person. And this person no longer works with us, but she used to. And her on-air persona was kind of squeaky, clean, girl next door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Mouth like a sailor.
Yeah.
And this is the woman who got up. It wasn't a holiday party, but it was a work-related dinner. There were 10 or 12 of us at a big table in a restaurant, and she decides to get up and do that. Let me see if I can. Hang on. I'll try to simulate. Hold on. That. Now, that's not glass.
Oh, you got it.
You know, when
yeah.
you tap on
ding,
the.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Okay, everybody. All right. Hey, I'm a boss of toast. And she was lit up. I'm a boss of toast. And she proceeds to toast our general manager, who at the time was Tom Dorsey, and
Tim Dorsey.
I thought it was Babe.
And she gets up and says loudly, and by the way, this is a restaurant with other people. We didn't have a private banquet room. Here, I like a toast, the best effing boss, and it was the F word,
gosh, yes.
Effing boss in all of effing radio. And I'm thinking, oh, no, 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 no. And you should have seen the expressions on people's faces.
Oh, my goodness.
It was unbelievable. And I said her name, and I said, I'll make up a name. I said, Julia, you might want. She said, hey, Frank, you shut the F up.
Yeah,
I'm making this effing toast.
Wow.
And, I mean, we still, the people that were there to this day, talk about if only the listeners could have seen that side of that person.
Oh.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it because I'm a real observer at these things. I'm not a participant. I don't think anybody has ever left any sort of company or office party and had any stories about me. I'm the dullest guy there. I just get by. I'll meet your wife or your husband. I'll be nice. I'm not going to be drunk. I don't do that. I will overeat a little. I do that.
I said doo-doo.
You know what
I
said?
Goodness.
Can you edit that out?
Man, wow.
Can you edit out where I just said doo-doo?
Yeah,
doo-doo.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of fun. But this no spouse thing. Now, Peon, you had been told employees only. I just got a text. It says it is employees, but you can bring spouses if you wish. Your choice.
Your choice.
What is that? Your choice.
If you want to bring.
Well, here's what it means.
If you want to.
If you want. Here's what it means. If you
want
to ruin your night, bring your wife.
Yeah.
If you want to not have a good time, bring your wife.
I got
you. And that will prohibit you from going off into an office and making out with somebody or actually having fun. So it's your choice. Well, most people's real truthful choice.
What
would
are you
be,
choosing?
Well, your real choice would be to bring somebody who doesn't work there and is not your wife. That
yeah.
would be my first choice. Some smoking hot person you know who just would keep her mouth shut and, hey, you want to go to the KTRS party with me? And, you know, yeah, that would be great. And you bring her. But you can't do that. Because somebody would talk and somebody would send out they'd snap a quick picture and it'd be all over the internet. Oh, here's Frank with his girlfriend. So we can't do that.
This is
a little
awkward.
Peon, the information I just got is contrary to what you told me. You said no spouses. This says you can bring spouses.
I didn't, yeah. That's,
So once again, internally, the station, one hand is not communicating with the other one. They don't even know, I don't think.
And we're in the communications business.
Yeah, and so we have two different, so we need to get this straight, spouses or no spouses.
This is an awkward situation right now because I just checked my email and I don't have an invitation.
Well, that's not awkward at all.
No,
you're not invited. You're not invited.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's simple.
Okay.
In every company, there is that person that people just don't want there. Dan, it's you.
Oh, okay.
Because you are the guy who would, I don't know, think of any goofy, dumb thing you can think of somebody doing. Dan would do it. He'd be the guy to do that. No, I'm sure that you will. I'm sure you will get an email. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the deal. I can't disclose where, and again, because of paparazzi. And, they'd be throwing their cameras in the car right now, getting ready to show up and snap away because we're just that popular. Do we have any Burke segment today?
Yeah, I have one thing.
All right, with one thing, Eon the Peon, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I almost got an accident today on the way to work. Almost got into an accident. And this situation has happened to me several times, and every time I want to grab the person in the car in front of me, grab them out of the car, and punch him or her in the face.
For those who don't know you, you are a very, very imposing physical figure.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Muscular.
Yes.
Muscular. One of those guys that when you step out of the car, the other person goes, uh-oh.
Better
you
not.
I better think of something apologetic right now.
Hey, is that Dwayne Rock Johnson? Oh, no.
No.
Oh my goodness,
this makes me mad every time. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. When you come up to a light, and you know, if you're making a right at certain four-way intersections with traffic lights, there's that little island, that triangle island, where you yield. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in the right lane, and you're turning onto, making a right onto the, it's a four-way stop with traffic lights, there's that little island, and then there's a yield sign. So you pull to the right, and you wait for traffic to go, and then you yield onto the street. Well, this has happened 4 or 5 times to me today, and I must have become inches away from this car in front of me today.
How many inches? 2 inches?
Oh, it was.
Dan, show them 2 inches.
I thought.
There you go. Wow,
I thought
close.
For sure
close.
I was going to hit this car. Yeah. Have you ever had that where the people start moving out? There's no cars. So they start moving. So you assume they're going. So you turn to your left to look and see if they're and see if it's your turn to go. So you move up a little bit.
Right.
And then the next time you turn around and look back and they have stopped again for no reason. That's 4 or 5 times.
Well, because when you moved up, they thought you were going. So they stopped.
No, they're in front of me.
Oh.
They're the front car.
Okay.
And
which,
so they start moving. Thinking that, and so you look to the left to see if it's okay for you to go, and then they've stopped. So, oh my goodness, I came, within inches of this car.
I never look to the side.
I hate that.
Are you looking to the traffic and everything, looking for the traffic? I never look at the traffic until that person in front of me is gone, because that's almost happened to me a couple times.
Well, I mean, I saw them moving, so I'm assuming they were going. See, that's the problem.
And you just instinctively think, okay, I'm going to go.
It's my turn.
Right in. And by the way, if you hit them in the rear, it's your fault.
Oh, I know. I know, but oh my goodness, that makes me so angry. So. It was a near miss today. So
that happened to
goodness.
Me twice. No, three times. Three different times.
Somebody's hit you?
Somebody hit me in the rear. Some girl behind me thought that the light changed, and it was a red light. And she just started driving, boof, and just ran into the back of me.
What was the sound effect?
See, another problem, too, is that we had a green arrow, too. It was a yield sign, but there was also a green arrow.
A right arrow?
To the right. And, I hate that, though. I hate those.
Thank the good Lord in heaven you're okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
That was it.
All that matters, you're with us today.
That's all I have.
You're with us.
Dan, do you have anything?
No. No, I have nothing.
Burke segment is closed. I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, because what you just said, Peon, reminds me of the story, the J. Thomas story of the traffic situation that he got into when he was. Do you know who Jay Thomas is? Jay Thomas
sure.
is an actor, and he has a show on satellite radio. But he was the sports athletic director in Mr. Holland's Opus. Richard Dreyfuss was the music director.
Yeah,
Jay Thomas was the actor.
Cheers.
Jay Thomas. Yeah, he's been in all kinds of things.
Yeah,
and
he was a big time radio guy in New York in the I want to say the 80s.
And a great storyteller. And I'll make this quick because it's not my story, but it's so funny. And you can pull up on YouTube, just search Jay Thomas telling Lone Ranger story. Have you ever heard this?
I think so. I want to say.
Well, anybody who's ever been in radio knows that, certainly in your early days in radio, you do anything you can do for a couple of bucks. If they say, go out in the parking lot of a hardware store and meet and greet and say, come on out, everybody, we'll be here till 5 o'clock, you do that because you get 50 bucks or whatever it is. And in the early days, you do it. I used to do it. I don't do it anymore, but I used to do it. And it's an absolutely true story. The radio station had brought in Clayton Moore, the actual real Lone Ranger.
Whoa.
And this was back when... It's many, many years ago when, I mean, he was a big, big deal. It'd be like bringing Roy Rogers in. So the station brings him in, and Jay Thomas and another guy, another disc jockey, had kind of gone around the back of the building and toked it up a little, and they were stoned. I mean, he said they were higher than a kite. And when the remote broadcast is over, somebody just completely forgot, because I think everybody thought that somebody else had made arrangements for Clayton Moore to be taken back to his hotel. And there was no transportation for the Lone Ranger in a full white outfit, 2 6 guns, the mask, the hat, the whole deal. He's just standing there, and he doesn't have a way home. So Jay Thomas said he had a 10-year-old, horrible, ugly, beat-up Volvo. And he said to Mr. Moore, he said, I'll be happy to, my buddy and I, the other stoned DJ, to take you to your hotel room. So he said they put Clayton Moore in the back of the Volvo. Now, in your back seat, you have the Lone Ranger. Mask, hat, guns, the real deal. And they get into some traffic, and they kind of get into some congestion, and an old man in front of him decides that to get around the car in front of him, he'll back up, and he backs up into Jay Thomas's car, hits him. The old man gets out, and he said he was an elder man. He gets out, and Jay gets out, And they kind of get into it. And the old man, what the hell? You hippie. And he said he had the hippie hair. And they were stoned. Jay's buddy gets out of the passenger seat. And the old man goes, I'm going to call the police. And Jay says, well, you backed into me. Well, that's your story. I don't think the police are going to believe a couple of obviously stoned hippies when you tell them your story. And Clayton Moore gets out of the back seat of the Volvo, walks up to this old man and says, they'll believe me, citizen. And it's the actual Lone Ranger coming to the defense of these two DJs. And he said, you should have seen a look on this old man's face when he sees the Lone Ranger get out of this old Volvo. It's a great story. It's a great story. I don't think I have... in my little insignificant radio career, anything even close to matching a story that matches something like that. We're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to take some calls. And I see some on hold, and if you can hold and be patient, that's great, 4 or 5 minutes. If not, you call during this commercial break, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Matheny Heating and Cooling. What happened to that 75-degree weather, I wonder, that we had? Where did that go? Oh, yeah. It's gone. May come back, pop in a couple of times over the course of the winter, but now we know what 20s feels like, and we're going to, before it's over, know what 5 degrees feels like. I don't think St. Louis ever makes it through a winter without a couple of dips toward 0, 5 degrees, somewhere in there. That's when we tell our cold weather joke, by the way. How's the heat doing? How's it holding up? Is it cranking up? And even if it's putting out heat, is it doing it efficiently? You have a heat pump, go check and look at the thermostat. Make sure it doesn't say EM heat, emergency heat. You don't want that. That means your system is failing, and it's kicked into emergency heat mode. And if it stays that way long, wait till you get your electric bill through the roof. Matheny, 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 Matheny Heating and Cooling. 70 years? I think that's enough time to know what you're doing. 70 years in business. St. Louis and St. Charles County. That's where they do their work. And they do it for businesses, they do it for homes, and they do it well. And they do it with integrity, and they do it honestly. And their prices are competitive. And if you're AM and the PM, they want to reward you for that. Residential customers get 15% off the first service call for being AM and the PM. Go to their website to find out more, including their phone number, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Oh, Mele Kaliki Maka. This sounds like the Bing Crosby version, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, the best one.
Oh, yeah, bingo, come on.
Mele Kaliki Maka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Come on, everybody, you can do it.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day, all the stars
at night. That's right, bingo.
Mele Kaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
Now, I'll tell you who has a better version. That's the version in Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
With Chevy Chase. Jimmy Buffett's version is better.
Yes, it is.
You think it's better?
It's much better. If you'll find it, I'll take some calls. You find Jimmy Buffett, we'll play it, and you'll see it's actually better. Dan's right.
I like it, too. I
have a traditional thing with Bing, though.
And, Dan, remember, whenever you agree with me, you're right.
Okay? Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you're right in this case. Let's take some calls. 314-969-KTRS while he looks for Jimmy Buffett. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Bullet, which was the name of Roy Rogers' German Shepherd, is with us. Hello.
Right?
That's right. Bullet, the dog, was Roy Rogers' dog. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Am I caller 550? Well, I've been dialing my fingers
You
off.
Are caller 550.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Congratulations, man.
All right. Did I win one of them polystyrene, one of
no.
the nine letters?
No, you don't win anything. You're just caller 550.
That's going old. Back a ways.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How can we help?
I know you're going to really enjoy this. Some really good news for a lot of us, especially people in Illinois. But
I know exactly what you're going to say. You're talking about the legislation, the appeal?
Yes.
For the concealed carry?
Yes, I am. They have 180 days to get the laws written.
It is great news for those of us who have been waiting a long time for this. To other people, it doesn't matter, and some people will hate it. But yes, I found that out this morning. And in a nutshell, for those of you, because I know some of you don't care, but Bullitt and I do, it looks like the only state that is a holdout in this entire United States of America, one state is the only one that doesn't have some sort of concealed carry license that's available, is the state of Illinois, and it looks like that's over pretty soon.
Yep. Pretty soon. You would think of all states, you know, the communist one would be California, but they've been right to carry state for quite a while.
Yeah, but here's the problem. California is the second nuttiest state because they're right to carry, but good luck getting, if you live there, good luck getting a concealed carry permit. It's all but impossible to get, and they don't recognize anybody else's. So California still needs to come into the 21st century a little bit.
Yeah, I think once Illinois gets in, I think that they'll do, which I think it was last year that they tried getting the nationwide, you know, if you have concealed carry, it works everywhere, and it just missed by like one vote. So,
well, it's very difficult for people who want to abide by the law to know as they go from state to state what state they're in and what the laws are. You almost have to have it printed out with you when you travel.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's a great story. I appreciate you calling me about it. But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's important.
Hallelujah.
That's Bye. Very important. Thank you, Bullitt. Tom, how are you, Tom?
I'm good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
You're talking about Christmas parties. One comes to mind in St. Louis that is just unbelievable. There was a conglomerate that was formed in St. Louis by buying and merging a bunch of smaller family-owned companies. And this thing got to be pretty big. And the philosophy was if you wear suits, you buy a suit manufacturer. If you wear shoes, you buy a shoe company. If you drive cars, you open up a lease company.
Wow.
And after they internally deal with it, then they start to expand. And they also wound up building this gigantic building in downtown Clayton. They're all long gone now, but they had a Christmas party in St. Louis for the auto lease division, and several hundred people. They rented a country club, unnamed country club.
Wow.
And everybody was instructed to bring their company car with them. And so when they got to the country club, the only parking, it was all roped off, the only parking was valet. And so they had, you know, nice cocktails, and they had dinner, and then the band started playing for dinner dancing for the rest of the evening. And the president of the division went up and announced that the company was closing effective midnight that night.
Oh.
That all of their company cars had been confiscated, and that any personal effects that were in the cars were now in brown bags in another room of the country club, and that cabs would be made available to take those to the airport or to take them home at your expense.
All right, Tom, I have one question. Are you kidding me? Is this a true story?
Oh, no.
I've heard this.
The next day, one of the St. Louis managers, I owned a leasing company at the time, and he applied. He came out and applied for a job and just sat there and cried and just couldn't believe they would do something like that. It was like a week and a half before Christmas.
But you know what? This might be.
Wow.
This might be the Christmas party story of all Christmas party stories.
Right.
Because if you think about it, you know what it's like? It's like a police sting when they say, hey, we got free ball tickets for you, and then you show up and they arrest you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Right. It was their way of getting everybody in one place to get their cars at one time.
Wow.
Right.
How despicable.
And they went through the glove boxes and took out any credit cards that belonged to the company or whatever. Everything was canceled as of midnight.
If I were the president of that company, I'd get the best security system in the world. I'd move. First of all, I'd move to another faraway city. Because
now, the ironic part was they told them that they could stay and dance to the music until midnight.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I don't know of a time where I want to dance more than when you just took my car away and fired me.
And my job.
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Man, that, you know what? You so far, and you may win for the season. That's a good one. That's a great. Tom, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
We have to get Mike Evans to, we have to remind him to tell us the story. And it wasn't, I think it was just last year or the year before, of the radio station that fired their morning people on the air in front of everybody at the Christmas party. It told them they were let go at the Christmas party. I'm telling you, it's a brutal world. Dan is here. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how you doing? I don't think I can top that.
Well, that's not going to be toppable, I don't think.
Well, first off, I heard that Christmas song by Bing Crosby. I could just picture you in a fedora smoking a pipe.
Yeah, that would have been me if I'd been 40, 50 years old in the 50s or 60s. Yeah, that's what I'd have
done. What I was going to say was I heard yesterday they were talking about, you know, the disc jockeys over in Australia, and that the one woman, she was pretty hot-looking, and they were talking about you guys getting a hot-looking woman on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that your, like, moral standards and your scruples are very high.
Yes, they're extremely high.
Yeah, so the problem, I think, would be is if you got a hot-looking woman on there,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be on there mm-hmm. with her constant sexual innuendo towards you because mm-hmm. of your GQ body.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're going to have to hear about it all the time. Hey, yep. Frank, yep. why don't you wear how about not wearing a shirt tomorrow? Or, yep. oh, would you look good in
yeah,
shorts?
I hear that, yeah, I hear that a lot. Yeah,
you know, and then she's going to be at the Christmas party drinking, and then she's going to be all over you, pawing you, like, you know. She'll
Tom,
be
it's
like
almost like Tom. It's almost like you're shadowing me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So you know that it might not be a good idea for you to get that hot looking woman on the show. Just you know, I'm sure you get tired of it every day, day in day out. Women see you like out at the mall, and they're like, "Oh, yeah. There's Frank. Oh, there's."
It's like you got inside my body or something. Like yeah. my brain. That's exactly what it's like. That's why I said we got to be careful about disclosing where the party is because of the paparazzi.
What'd you say, Dan? Got inside your body? Is that what you said?
Which no, Dan? Is there another Dan there? There's like two
Dan. That didn't
come out right.
No, this is Dan on the phone, right?
Yeah.
I think I called you Tom by mistake. No, Dan, you're exactly right, and it's always risky. But even an ugly woman on the show, if we do eventually get somebody on the show, she's still gonna be all over me. It's just that it won't be as tempting. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's for my own safety and marital
exactly.
security that I should avoid somebody hot.
Exactly. I know how high your morals are and your standards on this show.
Sky
I mean,
high.
And you don't want to sink down to that level.
No, thank you, Dan.
Where,
for,
you
thanks
know,
for
you're
noticing.
You're going to get the sexual innuendo and all that.
Right. No, I hate
don't
that stuff. I hate that. Thank you, Dan, for being
you're
so
welcome.
Observant and intuitive. Thank you. All right. Well, that just made me feel better and reconfirmed, you know, my own standards. Jim. Yeah, we have time for Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon. As Hi. Everyone knows, for the last 30 years, I'm an AM and a PM.
Well, we know it now. How can we help you?
I drive a limousine, Frank.
Okay.
And right after some suds company got bought out by another company,
mm-hmm.
about 6 months later, I'm doing a bachelor party, and this fella didn't want to go at this house. He kept saying, no, I'm not going. I'm too disgusted, too aggravated, blah, blah, blah. They finally get him on the bus, and we go downtown to a bar, and he stays on the bus. And I'm cleaning up empties, and I said, man, you ought to go in and have fun with them guys. He says, nah, man, you don't understand. He says, the Suds company I work for got bought out. They called me. I'm from Baltimore, a district sales manager or something like that. He had some kind of title. They says, you have to come to St. Louis this week and drive the company car because we're putting new decals on it. He says, I go for meetings all day long. This is on a Friday. He says, at the end of the day, they says, well, you got the keys to your car? And he says, yeah. He says, well, give them to us. He gives them the keys. He says, you no longer work for us, and we wanted you to bring the car up, so we had it here, and you find your own way home. And these guys told him, say, just wait till Monday or Tuesday. The flights are cheaper, and that's why he was on this party. Un-freaking-believable.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I have heard, and some of them have come from people who worked for this company we won't name in the beer business, but I've heard horror stories about what happened to some of the longtime employees there.
Yeah. Other ones down at the Ozark, they went to a limousine company out of Illinois, and they owed like $38,000, they told me. They go to court, and the day they're going to walk into court, they come up and they says, oh, we'll settle the case and write the check. But now that company still has to pay lawyer fees and everything else. So they still come out losing.
This is the same Suds company.
Yes.
Yeah. And which is a good time for me to say these words. American Patriot beer. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me a good chance to say that.
I drank it, buddy.
How you like it?
It's good.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for trying it, and thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. All I'll see you and I'll listen to you next year.
Thank you,
Jim. I'm going to be here.
Well, we hope we will be, but we don't know. We got a Christmas party coming up, and they may be firing everybody. Thanks for the call. You know what? That is something to think about, though. We haven't thought about that. Think about it. We haven't had one for years.
Right.
And all of a sudden, and they prefer.
Was that the last time we had a Christmas party when they
fired everybody?
Oh, you know what? It was.
It was the last one in that time period that Al Brady Law, the now dead Al Brady Law, fired everybody. I got to tell you something. I don't think this is something to look forward to Tuesday night.
Hey, you know what?
It slipped out. It is Tuesday night, but we won't say where it is.
I don't feel so bad about not getting an invite.
Maybe you're going to keep your job.
I'm the only one left.
I have to do a quick bit of business, take a call after that. Then we'll do some more business, but I'm behind. I have to get this. I talked about a little less than an hour ago to Tom Price. And Tom Price wants me to make sure that everybody who has ever walked in that showroom or called and said your AM and the PM, I know how much he appreciates that, and you know how much we appreciate it. And here's the other thing. It goes both ways. You're going to appreciate finding a company that is hell-bent on doing things one way, and that is the right way. And the word perfectionist is sometimes used in a negative way. Well, such a perfectionist. In this case, that's what you want. You want the company that remodels your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room. You want a company like Thompson Price. You want somebody to be perfectionist. You want somebody who will tell you if you throw in an idea and it's a horrible idea, to tell you it's horrible and explain to you why you'll be sorry if you do that. They did it with us, and they were absolutely right. A couple of things they talked me out of. Now, they also talked me into something. And this is going back 12, 13 years ago when we did a master bathroom. And I've told you before, it was the heated tile floor. And when he mentioned heated tile floor, I thought, oh, no, that sounds outrageously expensive. It was $1,500 12, 13, 14 years ago. That's it. And never has gone bad, has never required maintenance, uses very little electricity. But when you step on that tile, even in a cold winter morning, it is just toasty warm. And it's nothing more than a mesh with electrical wiring running through it under the tile when they lay the tile. It's a great idea. And I never heard of it. That was actually, at that time, unheard of to a lot of people. But that's Thompson Price. They know stuff. They know what's out there that you don't even know is out there yet. And that's why that kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room is going to be something you're going to be real proud to show off many, many years from now. ThompsonPrice.com. Do we need to take a break? Or
yes.
Can I take one more call? All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. Big 550 KTRS. Oh, yeah. The Jimmy Buffett version. The good one.
Malakalikimaka is thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
If you're good, I'll harmonize for you.
That's the island greeting that we send you from the land where palm trees sway.
Harmonizing coming up.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way.
Hear the girls.
Take
it, girls. Come on.
Malakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright,
I like the girls.
Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that
we gotta keep this going. It's putting me in the mood. It's putting me in the mood to go to Hawaii.
Where palm trees
not Christmas.
Here we go.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars.
Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Jimmy Buffett, everybody. Come on, give it up. He doesn't do a lot, but what he does, a lot of people like. That's the guy's life. If you could come back with anybody's life, Jimmy Buffett. Same show, over and over and over. Packs the house.
Get the same people coming 40 different times to see him.
Wears t-shirts, shorts, flip-flops, and has a huge yacht and planes and just hops around the Caribbean. That's the way to live. Before I say what I'm about to say, I want to make it very clear that I appreciate having a place to do this show. I appreciate the fact that this place leaves me alone, and I get treated very well here. I don't get paid anything, not by the station directly, and we don't get anything given to us, and I'm not really even an employee here. So I want to make sure that's clear. I appreciate all of that. Yet, it's too easy sometimes to make fun of this place. Now, I told you at the beginning of the show that we're having I guess you have to call it a holiday party. Can't call it a Christmas party.
Yes.
Holiday party. And that I had mentioned to Peon that my wife and I were going earlier today, and he said, well, it's employees only. I said, oh. Well, then I guess I need to clarify that. So I shot a text to a management person and got the response. The same response that someone else there got when they asked about it, and the response was, it is employees only, but you can bring your wife or husband. Well, then it isn't employees only. It either is employees only, or it's not employees only. But that's typical of this place. It's employees only. But you can bring somebody.
Covering both sides of the issue. It's a politician, politicians.
Right? Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We will take your office party stories if you like, or whatever else. We don't care. Juan, how are you?
Frank, gang.
Juan?
Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Juan. Hey, you just reminded me, you remember they asked Hugh Hefner if when he died who he'd like to come back as? You know who he said?
No.
Hugh Hefner.
Well, and can you blame
him?
Yeah. And I was at Auric today picking up some rug carpet cleaning supplies in Chesterfield Valley. Lovely, absolutely lovely woman understood that upper-level management was sending me out at the last minute to do some carpet cleaning, so we put the tree down. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I said, you know, I listened to Frank and the gang, and she goes, oh, he was in here and bought some stuff. Very nice. I had no idea who he was until, I guess, recently, probably the 5 minutes I wasn't listening, one of their other stores called and said, he's talking about you by name on the air. And I thought that was, she just thought you were lovely, handsome, and very nice.
Well, I don't know about lovely. I don't know about lovely. I am handsome. But,
yeah, good point.
No, and she didn't know who I was, and it wasn't important that she knew who I was because I just, I think I paid cash or something, and there was no credit. There was no reason to know because I like to see how stores treat everybody, and I don't want to think that they're treating me somehow differently because they're afraid I might go on and say something bad about it. I like the fact that she could not have been nicer. And I remember what I bought. We bought my mother-in-law a new vacuum cleaner, and we bought a heater, space heater. And the name escapes me, but it was, you maybe saw it in there. It was in,
yep,
in a wooden,
it's
in
a
wooden
little piece. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a piece of furniture.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well,
but listen,
thank you.
I did have a suggestion on having the, you know, the hot, chick as part of the gang. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to find a disc staff that, you know, gets your humor, your double entendres and all that, and that you're comfortable with, the staff is comfortable with. So I think I've thought of somebody, and Ian and Dan are going to back me up on this. How about Mrs. Pinion?
No.
That way you guys can spend your time together.
Let me tell you right now, I don't even have to give that any thought. That's not going to happen.
She probably wouldn't do it.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't want to be around us.
Well, I'm so disappointed for the long-suffering Mrs. Pinion.
Yeah, as much as I would love to have her work with me every day, she wouldn't.
You guys could drive together, carpool.
No, stop it. It sounds too great. Yeah, but Juan, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Bye now.
All right, off we go to Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Frank. How are you guys?
We're great, Kelly.
Kelly.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Hey, I just wanted to call in and throw a plug in for Mark from Steeple and Nicholas.
Okay.
I just met with Mark this afternoon, and he is absolutely fantastic, and it was a great meeting. And I'm moving all my stuff over to Steeple
and Nicholas. Mark and Jason.
All right.
Mark Rudin is who she's talking about. Good for you. You're the perfect listener.
And it's due to your lovely advertisements on the show about Mark and Jason. So, Peon, you've done a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's you, Peon.
It's a team effort here.
It's Peon. It's Peon that gets the credit. Yeah. All right. Well, good for you, Kelly. I think you'd be very glad you did that. And thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm absolutely thrilled. And so did we finally decide it was Brenda Lee that sang that song?
No, no. We've always known that. We've known that for years. We've said that for years. We know it's Brenda Lee. It's just that we're amazed at how many people still don't know that the filthy word in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's always been Brenda Lee.
I mean, where are these people coming from, Frank?
I don't know. The world.
I don't know.
Thought it all started with rap and hip-hop when really the dirty lyrics started back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And we'll play that again in a minute. Kelly, thank you, and thank you for the loyalty to the sponsor. And Merry
absolutely.
Christmas. All right, Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys have a great afternoon.
All right, you too, Kelly.
All right.
Thank you. See, that's what you get when you advertise here. Loyalty. Donna is with us. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Frank and gang. How are we today?
Good, Donna. We're good. What's up?
Good. Hey, Frank, I got a request, and you may have already mentioned this before, but I didn't hear it, but I've got a favor to ask.
I hope it's not the Sean Connery thing.
No, not at all.
Okay.
a few years back, you guys did a segment on your show where you had people call in, and you gave them different Christmas carols to sing.
Yes.
And they had to sing the words to those Christmas carols. Are you going to do that again this year?
You know, we might, because what we proved was that nobody knows the words to any of the Christmas songs.
No, not at all. But it was so funny that I almost had to pull off the road, because some of the people and the words that they come up with was just hilarious.
You know what? Peon, remind me next week. We'll do that.
All right.
We'll have to do it. That's a great idea.
And say something on the show and remind people when you're going to do it, because it was an absolute hoot. And I told my mom, I swore that if that was on the show again, that I would let her know so she could listen as well.
I love it when you tell me what to do, Donna. I mean, I really do. How old are you?
I am going to be the big 50 next year. Yeah.
Favorite age, 49. Yeah. Favorite age. Thank you, Donna. Merry Christmas.
All right.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Yes,
it really is a good idea. Because it's so true. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And that's it. They're stuck. They don't. And some people, if you say sing Jingle Bells, they start off, and it's not even the beginning. They say jingle, but that's not the start of it.
Uh-uh.
It's dashing through the snow. It's hilarious. These things have been around for centuries, and nobody really knows the words. I believe Larry is next. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang.
Hey, Larry.
Everybody. What's up, Larry?
Amen to PM.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Are you guys going to do a Christmas carol this year?
Oh, you mean reenact it?
Right.
I don't think so. We should have, but we didn't make plans to do that. I'm for maybe next year doing an original, something we write ourselves. Or maybe Wonderful Life or something. Yeah, you know what? I feel bad that we didn't do that. No, we're not going to do it this year.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All right, well, you're the one that liked it when we did it. We didn't get a lot of tremendous response from it.
Wait, we did a Christmas carol, and then we did...
We did do It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah.
And not a lot of great response from that either.
Yeah.
But we'll try to do it better next time. Larry, okay. thank you for the call.
You guys have a good Christmas.
All right, you too. Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Frank and gang.
Hey, Kevin.
Name in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, every time I hear that Brenda Lee song come on the radio, if I'm around some people or riding in the car with some people or something, I'll say, oh, listen to this. You're not going to believe how filthy this is. And then they'll listen. They'll say, wow. And I go, you know why she did that about her sister, Sarah? And the people believe me and like, oh, I did not know that. That's horrible.
Well, now you just called something to our attention. We did. You know what
sister
it was?
Sarah.
Jealous Sarah Lee. She's probably jealous of her sister Sarah Lee. So to get back at her, she called one of her pies an effing pie.
Oh, man.
This makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense.
Wow.
Whew. Boy, opened her eyes on that one. Well, thank you for that.
It's been my pleasure.
All right, thank you. That was that Larry?
Kevin.
Kevin. So this would be Greg. I'm looking at all these names. Boy, we got a lot of calls here. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. Greg? You tell me.
Hey, you know, I was listening yesterday, and I misheard, I think. Somebody called in or sent you a letter asking for you to do that Sean Connery impression.
Oh, and somebody. How about hundreds of somebodies?
Yeah. Well, you read a letter on the email, and I didn't catch the name. It was some sort of Zucker.
Heather. Her name was Heather, and she used the hyphenated, which a lot of, well, not a lot of women, but some women prefer when they get married to use the hyphenated, her name and his name. And her, I remember the email. Her name was Heather Cox, and then a hyphen, Zucker. Heather Cox Zucker.
Interesting. I thought it was just an interesting
name. It is an interesting name. It is. Yeah. You don't hear that every day. Yeah.
Well,
that was
that's
her name.
All I had.
Well, Greg, thanks.
Oh, I wonder why he picked up on just a random name.
I don't know.
No, I like when he does the impression, and then I just say, wow, I've never heard of that.
Oh, you know what? You didn't say that out loud, did you, Greg?
No, and you know what, Greg? I'm with you. When I saw her name, I thought there's something about that name. Heather Cox.
Maybe Heather. Sucker. Heather Locklear or something.
You know what
maybe
it is? That? No, you know what it is? Courtney Cox.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I love Courtney Cox, and I bet that's what made that name stand out. Greg, thank you for the call.
Hey, 13 years, AM in the PM.
I know, and don't think we don't appreciate it, Greg.
All
Merry Christmas. Talk to you later. And, of course, I knew that he'd say he loved the Connery impression, too. Boy, do I get a lot of that. Let's go to Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Frank. Hey, last night, that Blue Boy, they had a special on last night. They're doing that from Vancouver. And I don't remember the young girl's name, but she did that song with Blue Boy, and it was just disgusting. And I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and I was just so appalled. I said, this is a sickening song. She screamed at me, why are you changing the channel? I said, you don't want to hear this. And about that time, it came through. She said, do you think they bleeped that out? I said, you heard it. You heard it.
Yeah, they can't bleep it out if you hear it.
Mike, you did all you could do, Mike. You tried to protect her from
sickening.
It.
Sickening.
And once you've heard Brenda Lee sing it, you actually hate the whole song no matter who does it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I changed the channel. I explained to her what this was. She couldn't believe it. It ruined my evening last night.
Well, Mike, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
You may want to tune away because we're about to play the warning again. It's not really a warning. It's just the actual part of the song. But I think our mission is not accomplished, obviously, because I still hear it in shopping malls, and we're gonna keep carrying this banner every Christmas. Mike, thanks for doing your part, man.
That you do.
Thanks for doing your part. Merry Christmas. That guy, he gets it.
Thanks for the service.
He gets it. He's helping us with our cause. We'll talk to Doug, and then we'll play the Brenda Lee thing. Fair warning, parental discretion. Doug, how are you?
I'm fine. I just want to let you know I'm not a drinker, but American Patriot Beer's on a big sign in Benilde, Illinois at the CX gas station.
Beautiful. Well, thank you.
And I may in the PM.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Home of Mark Harris,
appreciate it,
I believe,
Doug. Is that the home of Mark? Benilde, Illinois?
Yeah.
Hey, the home of Mark Harris. Do they have a sign that says Home of Mark
Harris? Should.
They should.
Real quick, Frank, Mr. Trivia is on the phone.
Whoa. Get out of here.
No.
Get out. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest host of any trivia radio show in the United States, retired from history teaching and from trivia hosting, the one, the only, Dave Strauss.
Yeah.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Frank. I remain AM in the PM.
Yeah, and you still sound great.
Thank you. And by the way, I think it's happy early birthday.
Am I
close?
You're close.
I
thank
am close.
You. Yeah, thank you.
I'll tell you, that year that you and I were both born, it was a great year.
It was a great. Look what it produced. Us.
Well, yeah. And Dan Dierdorf.
I don't want to include him.
Oh,
I want to say us, you and me.
Hey, listen, real quick, I was telling Dan, I heard your Jay Thomas story. I've heard him tell it many a time. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It is. Real quick, several years ago, during the Jimmy Carter administration, I won a magazine trivia contest. First place was to have a celebrity call you at home to tell you that you won. What? They had Clayton Moore.
Get
call
out
me.
Of here.
It was outstanding. Then a couple of years later, went up to the Palmer House in Chicago. He was making a personal appearance with, you'll remember this one, Larry Buster Crabb.
Wow.
And this was when they had the lawsuit when Clayton Moore could not wear the mask,
which was the dumbest thing in the world. And he had to wear sunglasses.
It was obscene. He had to wear sunglasses.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had the right, some idiot.
Jack Rather.
Got a lawyer, and for a time, Clayton Moore could not wear the Lone Ranger mask, and he made appearances with sunglasses.
He could not sign an autograph, the Lone Ranger. Yeah. He had to sign them. Clayton Moore, who played the Lone Ranger.
Wow.
It was terrible.
Unbelievable.
And that was at the time of the release of that legendary classic motion picture, The Legend of the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, that bombed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, met him in person there, wearing all of his regalia, but the sunglasses. They had petitions for people to sign to try and get the mask restored. Absolutely fantastic. It was great to see women in the audience holding up their babies, and the women were born after the show left the air. It had only been in repeats.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore, could you please hold my son
so
I can have a photo taken of him with the Lone Ranger?
You bet I will, citizen.
It was great.
Hey, did you know that he had a home in Clayton?
I did not know that.
Where he lived, apparently he lived here off and on, just kind of a part-time residence, and I didn't know that either, but I met a cop years ago who just happened to meet him, he was walking in the neighborhood or something, and they start talking, and he introduced himself as Clayton Moore, and this guy says, yeah, you got the same name as the Lone Ranger, and he said, I am the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Now, this is in St. Louis, in Clayton, so you think, right. And he invited him, the story that I got was, he invites him into the house, and sure enough, here's all this memorabilia and this Lone Ranger stuff that he put in his place in Clayton, in St. Louis. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I had a couple other people to say, yeah, he was here quite a bit.
Well, you know, you were referring earlier to public appearances and that. One of the things that he did quite a bit of, and I know we had them here, would be the opening of, say, an Overland Dairy.
Right.
And he would show up for those, among other events.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
He had the best of all cowboy outfits. And maybe it was because of the mask.
Sure.
Because that is what separated him from Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, everybody else. They all had a couple of guns, and they had tight-fitting, those spandex kind of pants, and never a wrinkle in their kind of kerchief around the neck. But that mask, man.
Oh, man.
That did it.
Made it.
That made it. Hey, Dave, nice to hear from you.
Hey, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year.
You need to be back on the air. We got so much garbage on this station on the weekends. We need you back on the air.
Believe it or not, in about 10 weeks, it'll be 7 years.
That's too long.
Oh. I understand.
Too long. All right,
Dave. Thanks for the very nice thoughts, Frank.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Right. Bye.
There's never been a guy with a show on like his show. And if you never got to hear Dave Strauss sit and talk to an audience about trivia, it was like your uncle, your best friend, your brother. This is a guy who I don't think was ever, Dan, he never set out to be a broadcaster. He was a school teacher.
Yeah, he was a school teacher.
And sometimes the people that end up making the best broadcasters are people who aren't trained to be broadcasters.
Oh, that he voice just, is so...
The most listenable, one of the most listenable people. And it's a shame to me that he's not on the air, and that so much crap is on the air, that people pay their way to get on the air. Here's a check. I want a show so I can bore the crap out of your audience. And that's what's happened to the radio business. We have to do a little bit of business, or we're out of business. Thanks to all of you over the years who have become patients at Ballast Dental Care, as I am a patient. 39 years, getting close to 40 at Ballast Dental Care. You get people peons age who never knew what it was like as a kid to have a bunch of cavities. We all had cavities. And I actually remember a nurse coming to the school when I was in, I think I was in the fourth or fifth grade, and a nurse came to school, and actually there were a couple of nurses, and they designated the teacher's lounge or some area, and one by one they brought students in, and they put fluoride on our teeth. They swabbed us and put an application of fluoride. And there was a big announcement and a letter sent home to your parents and make sure they signed off on it that we'll be putting fluoride, applying fluoride to the teeth, because there was no fluoride in the water. And fluoride is a, well, look at peon. It's the reason that, that people in their 30s, their 20s, they don't have cavities. Now, the downside to this bottled water is that now people who have young children now, guess what they have? They have cavities. Because they were
No, there's no fluoride in the bottled water. Really?
So cavities have made a comeback because they're not drinking tap water, which has fluoride in it. So, you know, you do something because you think it's a good thing to do, which I still think bottled water is the is the. I don't know how to put this. I don't, in my life, I can't believe we were ever suckered into anything bigger than bottled water. Forever and ever and ever, people drank water out of the tap, and they didn't fall over dead from it. But if it makes you feel better, my wife is an offender. She buys bottled water. I will drink it if it's sitting around and it's cold and it's in a bottle, but I have no problem drinking water out of the tap. My point is this. Whether you have kids who need a dentist, you need it, your parents need it, spread the word, Ballast Dental Care. There's no reason for anybody ever to dread going to the dentist. If that's the case, you have the wrong dental clinic. 39 years, I know what I'm talking about. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Hit the B square.
All right, you know what today is. It's Tuesday. You also know that means they release the DVDs and the CDs today, and every week we have a guy who tries to steer you in the right direction and keep you away from, well, things that probably would waste your money. His name is Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Orec and the 7 locally owned and operated Orec Home Care Centers. Great people, great products, obviously great vacuum cleaners, but so much more. Orec, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great.
Excellent. New release Tuesday time on the music and a couple of things that might tickle your fancy. Big Boy has a new release today. That's, of course, Big Boy, who spells it B-O-I.
Of course. So, like, you think we don't know that?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes maybe you can...
He was half of the duo Outkast. Is that correct?
I do believe you're 100% right. Would it be Andre 3000 that was the other half?
That's right.
Look at me, man.
That's
talking the scene. Also, wow. It's called Vicious Lies by Big Boy. Bruno Mars with a new album out today called Unorthodox Jukebox.
Let me interrupt you. Bruno Mars could not be hotter than he is right now. Yeah. You know that Motown dropped him? Motown canceled his... How do you think they feel right now?
Really?
Yep.
Like a bunch of idiots.
At that wah, wah, right.
Yeah, they dumped him. And Bruno Mars is probably the hottest artist right now, and I really like Bruno Mars.
Well, he's great, too, and he collaborates with other artists, too. You know, he has enough, but he doesn't steal it. You know what I mean?
I like his stage presence. I'd prefer to watch him as he performs than just listen to him. I love watching this guy.
When he performs with other people, I like it because he adds a bit of his own flair, but it's not like let's say, like if Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or whatever the heck his name is nowadays, whenever he's on a record trying to help somebody, he says his name more than he says lyrics. So it's like, yo, Diddy, yo, P. Diddy, yeah. And then he might say one rap, but then he just says his name the whole time or his product line. So I do like Bruno Mars a lot. Green Day, I've given you fair warning. I told you they were doing 3 albums in like a 2-month period. They've already come out with Uno. They already came out with Dose. And today... Trey is available. So the 3rd Green Day album in order to
wonder what the next one will be.
Interesting.
Trey, not Trace, eh?
That's because Trey Cool is the name of one member of the band.
Ah. Sure. Did you know that, Peon?
No.
Trey Cool, idiot.
I'm not hip.
No, too busy listening to Big Boy.
Right?
Yes.
That's
right. Eric Clapton is releasing Slow Hand, the 35th anniversary edition of the album Slow Hand. What's great about this... It's a bit too fast. What's great about this, there we go. If you're a big fan of Eric Clapton, or if you've got somebody on your gift list that is a huge Eric Clapton fan, and you got about $100, think about that, $100 for one record. It's one album, but they're going to basically give it to you in a package where you get 5 albums. You get 4 CDs, and you get a Slow Hand vinyl remastered LP. You'll get a couple of concerts. You'll get the entire Slow Hand album remastered and expanded. And you also get one in high-res stereo and 5.1 surround sound DVD quality. So if you're a big Eric Clapton fan, this would be cool. If you got one on your gift list and you got some extra bucks, this would be a good, good Christmas gift for somebody. Slowhand 35th Anniversary Edition on the DVDs released today for the kids. Get excited. They're going to beg you to hit the red box because Ice Age Continental Drift is finally out on DVD. It's on Blu-ray and Blu-ray 3D because they keep pumping something that no one's buying.
Oh.
So if you're interested in the latest Ice Age adventure, go for that. Why Stop Now? Jesse Eisenberg in a very bizarre comedy, also starring Tracy Morgan. The premise is that Tracy Morgan is a drug dealer. Jesse Eisenberg is a prodigy going to a piano recital, but he has to drop his mom off at rehab first. But they won't take her unless she's high. So he has to find a drug dealer, buy drugs to give to his mom, to drop her off at a rehab. Tracy Morgan is the drug dealer. Everything gets crazy. It's chaotic. This is a movie really nobody had on their radar, but it's one of those cool little rentals that becomes one of the fun movies that no one really knows about. Kind of a cool little flick, at least worth renting. Why Stop Now? A movie in 1995 came out, and nobody cared about it. Ben Stiller was the star. It's called Heavyweights, and now it's on Blu-ray, so nobody can buy it. Also out today, we can pick up a copy of Buster Keaton, the Ultimate Keaton Collection, a 15-disc Blu-ray box set featuring all of the Kino classics from Buster Keaton. If you're interested, you'll need about $244 to buy the Buster Keaton 15-disc Blu-ray collection. Babes in Toyland, 1961, the Annette Funicello version from Disney, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. Futurama, I believe it's like volume 74 or whatever it is now, but the latest Futurama release is out, in case you just can't get enough of that show. My 12-year-old is addicted to Futurama, and I just don't get it.
I don't get that show either.
I mean, I remember when they hyped that thing up. Oh, Matt Groening, great of the Simpsons, you know,
yeah.
Futurama. I just was
no comparison to the Simpsons.
Yeah, and yet for some reason, my kids, they just get jacked into it and they absolutely love it. And I don't think they're picking up on all the double entendre humor and whatnot. So either I'm a terrible parent or, you know, they've just got bad taste, which would be a terrible parent thing to say, saying my kids have no taste. There's a show that HBO did. I swore I would never watch it. I had no interest in it whatsoever. It's called Girls. I checked it out. I became addicted to it. It is out on Blu-ray and DVD, the entire first season of a show called Girls. It's not a Sex in the City type thing. It is not, you know, this is not one where you take one for the team and you watch an episode with your
significant
other. There's
nothing about the name that tells you what it is.
It is,
I mean,
right,
no,
it's about a couple of girls who are friends and you have your stereotypes, but you also have the most awkwardly filmed sex scenes I've ever seen in my life, only because they're the most realistic sex scenes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
And what channel is this on?
It was an HBO series, okay. And it really, really, really is good. It's got a very awkward type of humor to it, and it doesn't pull back, and it really doesn't try and sell off a bunch of eye candy. I mean, the girls that are in the show really do just look like regular
girls. Now, since it's called Girls, are the sex scenes girl on girl?
No, they're not.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Well, no, but there's some pretty wicked, wild stuff out there. Hey, there's a show that was out. It was called Jag. I never watched a single episode and never had any interest in watching a show called Jag. But if you enjoyed Jag and you're thinking, man, I wish I had every episode, well, get excited. There's a 56-disc box set of the entire series for $310, which
Whoa.
You can buy today. WWE, the best 100 moments of Raw is available on Blu-ray today, if that does it for you. Also out today, we have a movie that I think, I know I sound really old when I say this, but as a parent, I'm sorry, but the movie Ted is out. Of course it's out in an unrated version too. Mark Wahlberg, this is the one, creator of the Family Guy show. It's rude, it's crude, if that's what does it for you.
Now hang on a second, when you say unrated, you mean it's even worse than the one in the movie theater?
Yes, there is an unrated version
How could
as
that
well.
Be?
I'm sure they added a couple scenes that were probably cut out.
A couple are deleted.
I believe that some of the uncut scenes feature fluids, so you can just do what you gotta do. The Bourne Legacy is out today with Jeremy Renner. If you didn't catch it, it is definitely worth watching. But again, I mentioned this when it was out in theaters. At least try and brush up on the first three before you get way too confused with the fourth one, because it exists within the same timeline as the other three, and it's just going to really make your mind go nuts. Dick Tracy, the Warren Beatty Dick Tracy that he directed and starred in 1990, is out on Blu-ray for the first time. I know Al Pacino goes way over the top, okay, as the bad guy, but still...
Cool.
I really like the movie, and I think it's a lot darker than people remember.
So well, and great makeup.
Oh, yeah. And Dustin Hoffman, I mean, there's so many big actors in it, and a lot of people you didn't know were in it when this movie came out. I'm telling you, it's darker than you remember. Danny Elfman does the soundtrack. It is a really good movie. And last but not least...
Ah, it ends too soon.
Yes, it does. All right. The 1960s Mission Impossible TV show has finally, I know everyone's been waiting, is now out in an ultimate giant 55-DVD box set shaped like a giant thing of dynamite. It even has the wick that you could light on the dynamite box set. Inside the dynamite are film reels that you house your DVDs in. This thing is wild. If you've got a person on your list or it's you yourself that really likes the old school Mission Impossible, you've got a 55-disc box set. $370 if you want to pick that up. Every episode of Mission Impossible. That does it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, take care, guys.
Joe Hipperson, everybody. Brought to you by Oric. The 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. You can't get a fresher email than this. While Joe was talking, I went over to the printer because I glanced up and I just checked my email, and I just got, here's the time stamp on the email, 2:43, okay, like 9 minutes ago. It came in from David.
2:43.
I'm dyslexic. 4:23. No, 4:43. 4:43, which is like 9 minutes ago, and it's from David. Now, I won't mention David's last name because I think sometimes, I don't know, people are weird about, even though all he's done is emailed me literally 9 minutes ago to tell me about his trip he took with his wife to Amini's. Let me read this to you. David says, Dear Frank, my wife and I moved into a new house about 2 years ago. We've done some updating, and a couple of weeks ago she mentioned she wanted to update the lighting in the dining room and the entryway. Said that she wished Jaffe lighting was still around because we had used them in the last house. I told her that they are around. They're at Amini's. Yeah. And we had bought a leather couch from Amini's a year ago. We went out to take a look at the lighting. She found exactly what she wanted with a lot of great suggestions from the salesman, and we bought both of the fixtures. I was downstairs looking at pool tables. Not only did we get the lighting, but we bought a pool table and a shuffleboard table.
Wow. Ooh.
We got a great deal on the fixtures. Bob Holman was our salesman for the tables. Didn't know until later that he's also the general manager, and he worked the numbers so that we could not refuse. It was a great experience. I mentioned to Bob while we were doing the paperwork that the real reason we came in was because of my wife and because Jaffe Lighting was there. I also mentioned that I heard it on your show. So to let you and your listeners know, they really do track it. Radio advertising, Frank Opinion, is a line item on my invoice. Long-time listener, Dave, I won't mention your last name. And, Dave, I can't thank you enough for this, but what you've done is you have driven home the point that I try to make to people. This Amini's is such a fantastic store. And it's so much more than what a lot of people might think it is. You have some misconception about it. Oh, yeah, Amini's, they sell pinball machines and pool tables. Yeah, they do, and probably more of them than anybody else. But then there's the Jaffe lighting selection. There's the home theater seating. There's shuffleboard. There's the jukebox. And different levels of jukeboxes, the electronic dart boards, the foosball, you name it. Rugs. Oh, my goodness, what a rug selection. Like we said before, about the only thing they don't have in there is appliances. You're not going to buy a refrigerator in there. Or communication electronics or televisions. You know, you're not getting an iPhone there, you're not getting an iPad there, and you're not going to get a Samsung television there. But for just every room in your house, there is something at Amini's and something you can afford, whether you're very wealthy or you're on a really tight budget. Do yourself a favor. Walk through Amini's. Chesterfield Valley, Boone's Crossing, exit off 40 or 64, whichever you want to call it. AMINIS, Amini's.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun.
left on FM. And we're full of chicks.
The soft glow of electric sex.
So get loose and up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 11th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. This is supposed to be Mark and Jason's day. I get an email this morning from a lady who needs some advice but doesn't have $25,000 or more. And I said, call them anyway. And they'll steer you to somebody that, you know, they would trust, because she met with a couple people and just didn't feel comfortable with any of them. I said, call them anyway. They'll send you somewhere. And then we get the lady who called earlier who's just giddy. She's so happy after she met with them. We'll talk about that and more after this.
Hey!
This being the round of introductions. Doesn't take long. Goes like this. Our control board operators, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you're not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Now, you changed it up a little. It used to say they talk to him every quarter. And why did you change that like that?
Just
to shake it up a little?
Yeah,
just a variety?
Yeah,
just,
well,
so it's not always the same old, same old?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be done. Freshen things up a little bit. Dan, sometimes we go FM, you'll hear somebody trying to get the last in, and it's like two kids when you're growing up, you and your brother, and when they repeat what you say, and I did not, stop it, I'm going to tell mom, you know, it's that kind of childish thing,
yep.
And the more childish of the two of us is this guy, Dan Strauss, in the house with his trouser house. Dan, how's it going?
Great, hi everybody.
See, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Listen to him. I've never seen a happier guy on the job than Hebe Jimenez. And his job is not easy. Providing security for the hottest radio personalities in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Let me tell you something. That's not an easy job. Not an easy job.
Yep.
You do a great job, Hebe. We appreciate it. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, yeah, we appreciate that, too. Oh, we do. Rat boy's over here. His feelings are hurt. He's reminding us that he provides us with what?
Cheese.
Cheese. And he does.
Oh, yeah.
We're never short on cheese at this place, courtesy of Rat Boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think you don't appreciate that cheese, Rat Boy. I tell the station when they're talking about cutting things back, you know, we're going to have to cut this out and cut that. I said, don't cut the cheese. Whatever you do, don't cut the cheese. And I know they were going over the big holiday party plans for this coming Tuesday night. Well, we're over budget. We're going to have to cut, cocktail weenies, and let's cut the little triangle sandwiches. I said, don't cut the cheese.
No.
Do not. At a holiday party, you do not want to cut the cheese.
No.
You don't want to do that. Brought to you by, I'm serious, this is like Mark and Jason Day. I remember the name of the lady who called earlier, her name was Kelly, and said she just met with Mark Reardon. And did you hear how happy she was?
Yeah.
It's sort of like she must have talked to some other people and was a little uneasy. And that happens a lot, because this is your money we're talking about here. This is what you have accumulated, saved, acquired, worked hard for, maybe a 401k money, some pension, maybe just sheer savings. And then you're trusting somebody else to advise you what to do with it. It's a big deal. And you should be very comfortable with whoever you sit down across from. And we hope you'll have a meeting with Mark and Jason. If you have $25,000 or more, you should go to their website, markandjason.com. They're with Stiefel Nicholas. And I think you may have heard that name before. Not exactly new to the investing business. MarkandJason.com, you know the website, so you go there. The rest is really up to you. Nobody can force you to get good, solid advice about the money that you have, and hopefully the money you'll be able to add to that and accumulate over the years. MarkandJason.com. Time to hear from the lunch lady.
Yep.
I understand she gives her address.
Well, she starts to.
Oh, yeah, and it's... then she changes her mind?
I don't know.
And George sent me an email while ago. He said, hey, she gives her address on the thing today. So he's apparently already called.
Today we are going to have winna chicken dinner.
Oh.
With coleslaw, baked beans, good old mashed potatoes and gravy,
oh,
corn on the cob.
Ooh, yeah.
Biscuits or cornbread.
Yeah.
And for dessert, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
My goodness, now doesn't that sound delicious?
Sure
yes,
does, lunch lady.
It does.
Sure does.
Up on the housetop, reindeer fall.
Love it when she sings.
There's that good old Santa Claus.
Those aren't the words.
Dosette.
He's got toys and lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, oh, oh. Before you go into your office party, I want y'all to go like this, okay? Just walk in there and go, woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, we'll do that. Would you love to have her at your office party?
Let's do it. But anywho, I hope you have a nice day. And, you know, we have a few more days before Christmas. Can
That's
you believe
right.
that?
I do believe it.
After Halloween, it just flies by.
Sure does. Sure does.
But anywho, you want to send me a Christmas card? I'll send you something back.
All right.
113 Park Street. Stuart, Virginia. Oh, listen, I got to hang up here and get to work. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, she got it all in.
Sounded like she had second thoughts there.
Well, she said Stuart, Virginia, and then that was it. She didn't
Well,
that's
all
zip.
You need.
Yeah, you can
Well, you can look up
code.
The zip code for Stuart, Virginia.
Okay.
You don't need the zip code. I think she had second thoughts. She really, I just gave my address out.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoops.
What am I thinking? What is coal? C-O-L-E, cold slaw. What does that mean, coal?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, if you just said slaw, wouldn't you think the same thing?
No. Is it the sauce?
Let's have some slaw. And what a horrible name, slaw. It's like slaughter.
I hate it.
You hate slaw?
Yeah, I will not eat it. Cabbage, ugh, and mayonnaise.
Well, that's almost un-American. You, hate all, you hate all slaw?
Yeah. I hate all salads, too. Like egg salad and anything with
well, I hate egg salad.
I'm not a
Who
fan
doesn't
of
hate
ham
salad.
Oh, nothing looks worse than a pile
well,
of ham
Well, you've never
salad.
Had ham salad from the smokehouse.
Yeah, but I don't like mayonnaise. I wouldn't like it, I don't think.
No,
I'm
like
sure
it.
It's
I'm telling good. You. It's, yeah. it's beyond good. You'd love it. Oh, boy. What next? I hesitate because I feel dirty every time we do this. Every Christmas when we do this, I actually feel dirty, like I need a shower, need my mouth washed out with soap, and I didn't do it. Brenda Lee did it, and Eartha Kitt did it years ago. Years ago, before there was rap music and hip-hop and my bitchin' hoe and I'm going to kill you, MF, and, you know, that kind of music, which somehow or other, I don't even know how we evolved into playing that stuff, but before that, when everything was squeaky clean in Pleasantville, and it was the 50s, Nazi and Harriet, and, you know, everything was just so Nelson Rockwellian. How about that word?
Ooh, Rockwellian, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Norman Rockwell. I was thinking of Ozzie Nelson. Norman Rockwellian. And then along comes Brenda Lee, cute little Brenda Lee, who's 68 years old today. It's her birthday. And we have no gift for this purveyor of filth. Mm-mm. We don't give gifts to filth peddlers.
They hide it in Christmas songs.
And we're going to prove it. And you have been guilty of basically
probably singing along to it.
Basically, you've been guilty of just ambivalence and doing nothing because you've never yourself done anything about it. But we have. We've been on a crusade for years. So don't be surprised. When you hear what you're about to hear, and it's the F word, it's the F word in a Christmas classic, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Fire it up. This is Brenda Lee. She didn't just call it, maybe we'll have some pie. Maybe we'll have some effing pie. You'll hear it.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas
I can just see teeny boppers, socks, hoop skirts, you know, happy days.
You can see
that 50s sort of, yeah, no profanity.
Rocking around. Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit.
Here it comes, effing pie.
Later we'll
Wow. Later we'll have some. What if in the 50s your mom had walked out and said, all right, everybody, well, it's almost time for dinner. We're going to have a great dinner. And then later we're going to have some effing pie.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
People would leave.
What kind of pie is that?
What kind of household
is
this?
Oh, thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah, I'll pass on that, you filthy mouth sailor like woman. Play just the isolated effing pie.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. And then you get Eartha Kitt.
Oh.
Eartha Kitt. Wow. And it's self-explanatory. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, sex kitten thing, you know. I think everybody's familiar with the J-ing off term.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
Santa baby,
never heard of
just
it.
Slip a sable under the tree for me.
For you young people, sable is a fur.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Used to be a car. Mercury sable. Remember that?
Yeah.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear. Santa baby, so hurry down.
Now, isn't this where she suggests he do something?
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
To the list? Yeah.
Yeah.
Asking Santa to do something obscene.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Boy.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Yeah, it gets to be more than kissing.
Next year I could be just as good.
Listen to this.
If you check off my Christmas list.
That's it. Stop it. We've done our job.
Yeah. I don't want to do any more.
Man.
We've done our job, and I don't either. Pian, I could not have said it better.
A Christmas song.
Let's move on. Let's just move on to something more wholesome. If we could. I'd like to see somebody launch a campaign to get these DJs their jobs back in Australia. I saw these two interviewed on TV, and the girl's a guy and a gal. She was crying. And I think one of them, I'm baffled at the fact that the station has now said they're going to give the family of the nurse who committed suicide over $500,000. If ever there was a statement saying we think we're responsible, that's it.
Wow.
What are you paying for? What are you paying for? What are you giving the family money for? You didn't kill her. She was mentally unstable. The person that took the call at the hospital where Kate Middleton was and transferred it to the room didn't kill herself. If anybody's responsible, maybe it's her.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have put the call through. She didn't feel compelled to take her own life. This is give them their jobs. We should, you know what? We should hire them. KTRS needs publicity. Here's how we get it. We fly in and hire these two Australian DJs and put them on the air. Now, they might not be any good. They're perfect for here.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Last night I watched, my wife had recorded it was a kind of a one-on-one. You know that Bravo thing inside the actor studio?
Yes.
What's that guy's name? That weird guy?
I don't know, but
who sits down with the stars?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. It was on a stage and a couch, and it was Mel Brooks and a guy, just the highlights of the life of Mel Brooks. My goodness, was this entertaining. And it was just an hour that went by so fast. It was HBO, I think, and I don't know the name of it, but she had recorded it knowing that I would probably... See, my wife knows that from the time we got married, her mission and her job as wife is to please me and make sure that in our married life, things are done for me.
Well, it better be.
Does she do that a lot?
No, but she knows that's how it's supposed to
be.
But she made an exception last night and did it and recorded this thing. And she actually sat down, and you know her. She doesn't think anything's funny. She actually laughed at some of this stuff last night. Mel Brooks is even funnier. He's funnier than I realized he was when you get a chance to hear him just sit and talk about his life. And he took some questions from the audience. It was very entertaining. If you run across it, be sure to watch it. I went to see Lincoln last night with Daniel Day-Lewis. And for anybody who, like me, isn't a history buff, I'm not particularly that interested in history. I should be. We all should be. And I even said to Dawn Meadows Dixon, I was afraid from the trailers that it looked kind of boring. It looked like a lot of long speeches and dialogue and things that I don't know enough about history to understand. Let me tell you something. This thing was fantastic. Daniel Day-Lewis. And I don't like Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is a racist. I don't care for much of what he does. But I will tell you that Jamie Foxx became Ray Charles in that movie, Ray. And Daniel Day-Lewis, we don't know Lincoln the way we knew Ray Charles because we haven't seen a lot of footage, certainly, of Lincoln. But you forget you're not watching Abraham Lincoln. It's that good. He's that good. And the interesting thing about it is you sit there thinking, what I'm looking at from 1865 seems to be exactly the same thing that goes on between the Congress and the House and the President right now. This fighting, this swaying of trying to get somebody to change over and get their vote and change their mind and call them in a room and put pressure on them. It's like you're watching what's going on today. That happened back then. And I didn't realize that when he got the 13th Amendment passed, that same year he got killed. I thought there was more of a timeline in between the two, but there was. It's a terrific, I'm telling you, it's a terrific. Lincoln, you had a chance. Sally Field, and there was a lot of criticism about her role, or some criticism role as his wife. I couldn't disagree more. I thought she did a fantastic job, you know, even though she's considerably older than Daniel Day-Lewis. They did such a great makeup job on him. She did not look older than he. I think she pulled it off very well. And Tommy Lee Jones, who I was prepared to not find believable at all in this, just the opposite. Great job, great movie, Lincoln. A nice email from Jeffrey. He says, longtime listener, I think you're the best host on the airwaves. I think you're the best host on the airwaves.
He wrote that twice?
Make sure this is supposed to go to us. This could be misdirected. No, it's to us.
Huh.
My girlfriend wanted a firearm for Christmas, so we went to Pistols Plus in Osage Beach last weekend. The store was busy Saturday afternoon, so John, retired sheriff and ex-police chief, asked us to come back Sunday morning. We got there at 10:15. He spent almost an hour with us, showing us how to hold a pistol, what exercises to do, how to use the sights, explained the why for everything he showed us. We also spent an hour and a half shooting different firearms to see what we wanted. We ended up purchasing three guns.
Wow.
A Ruger SR9, a Ruger SR9C, and a Ruger SR22 with a laser attachment. Employees at Pistol Plus were very helpful, especially John. I know who he's talking about. His name is John Page, the former Camden County Sheriff. He's a great, great guy to work with. Just wanted to let you know your advertising works, except when you compare car dealers to mobsters. That's what he says in his email. No. Keep up the good work and say hi to the gang for me. Okay, hi, you guys.
Oh, hi.
From Jeff.
Hi,
Jeff.
I find this very interesting. Everybody knows about the death of the cowboy football player, Jerry Brown, and that Josh Brent was driving the car. They were at a club called, and I don't know, it's P-R-I-V-A-E, like the word private without the T, Privée. And it's a well-known hangout for high-profile athletes. Friday night, the night before the 2 a.m. accident, the owner, Kamisha Jackson, sent out some tweets. And one of them was this tweet, quote, these fools buy an ace on top of ace. Now, ace is a champagne, ace of spades. Ace of spades apparently has replaced Cristal.
Yes.
Cristal, Dom Perignon forever and ever was the champagne. Then it was Cristal. Well, now it's Ace of Spades. And apparently, they were going through some bottles of Ace, a very expensive champagne. And then she tweets a little later, I got 12 cowboys in the T-H-E-E-E-E-E building. Back in August, she sent out a tweet And the special orders these NBA players, so NFL and NBA players frequent this place a lot, she says, are still putting in for tomorrow. Craziness. Ace, ace, ace. Prevay sold out since Monday. The bottle requests, they're flooding my text right now. Glad we keep a crazy stock of everything. Ace on deck. Bragging about how much drinking these guys are doing. Now, I wonder how she feels now. And the other thing that really, I found this very odd. Coach Jason Garrett said in an interview, he said that most of us, meaning you, me, everybody who's been following this story, don't know about all the well wishes that Jerry's family has been sending to Josh Brent. What? This is the family of the dead guy, and they're wishing the drunk driver well.
They invited him to the funeral.
The funeral.
Yeah.
And it's not his first offense.
Well, yeah, and apparently today a witness is coming forward. I don't know if it's verified yet, but she said it's contradictory of what the news was saying. This witness is saying that she had to force him essentially to go get him out of the burning car because he was just wandering out around in the street.
If my son had a best friend and he was a friend of our family, and he got drunk and got in the car and killed my son, I don't think I'd be sending him my best wishes. My son might have been drinking, too. But the fact is, he wasn't the one driving. Josh Brent was the one driving. I don't know. The whole thing. It's weird. You know, this again, I go back to Costas. You need to address the alcohol culture in this country. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a revival service and an evangelist, and I want you to picture Paul Sorvino. You know who Paul Sorvino is? He did a great job in Oh God with John Denver as a Baptist evangelist revival minister. So you have a big revival and a lot of people. A lot of people have come to be healed. There are people that can't walk and blind and, you know, they're in wheelchairs. And the preacher has asked anybody who wants him to pray for them to come on down. Come on down. Come on down forward to the front of the sanctuary, and I will pray for you. And so people start getting up, and they come. There's a line of people. And there's a guy that comes up, and he says, "And what can I pray to the Lord for you?" He says, "Pastor," he says, I've got a bum leg. Oh, dear Lord in heaven, would you please heal this man's leg? And he pushes his head and he falls back, and the guy gets up and starts dancing around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The next guy comes up. What would you like for me to pray to God above for you? He says, "Pastor, I'm blind. You may have noticed. I have the cane. I can't see. I'd love my sight back. Oh, dear God in heaven, could you please take out the demonic devil of blindness from this man and let him see again?" He pushes him back. He falls back. He stands up. "I can see! I can see!" And he goes around shaking people's hands, high-fiving people, and he runs out of the building. Next guy comes up. He's a big, burly guy. Shirt open down to the navel, lots of chest hair, big chunk gold chain, greased, swept back black hair, the kind of guy, the very kind of guy you would not buy a used car from. And he says, "Brother, what can I pray to the Lord above for you today for?" And he says, "Well, Pastor," he says, "you know, I'm not a church-going man. I'm not very religious or anything. I'm a sinner." He says, "That's okay, the Lord. You are still a child of the Lord, and I can still pray for you. What do you want me to pray for?" He says, "Well, I wonder if you could pray, you know, see what God could do about my hearing. What the Lord, who can make the blind to see, the lame to walk, could do you about your hearing. He can do everything." And he pushes his head back and he sits back up. And he says, "I want you to repeat after me. exactly what I say. And the preacher leans down, and in the big, burly guy's left ear, he says, 1, 2, 3. And the guy says, 1, 2, 3. And he goes to the other ear. He says, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. And the preacher says, now tell everyone in this crowd, tell everyone what the Lord has done about your hearing. He says, well, I don't know what he's done yet. The hearing's not till a week from Thursday. You know, I didn't realize till that Pitch It commercial that all these years I've been mispronouncing the word 100. It is time to go to Southern California and check in with a man whose bruising is very gradually fading away after the golf cart accident, Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Give it up.
If you like a picture of my big old bruised ace.
You should go to our Facebook page. Apparently there are lots of comments about your buttocks area.
What are they saying? How
well, you can go look. You go look at them. Facebook.com/AM in the PM.
I bet they like it.
I tagged you in the picture, Mike, so it's good.
Well, you know, it's sad. The person's in terrible pain, misery, and people just make fun of.
Well, I know. I thought people should see it so they can
tell you
to get
well.
What's sad
is the guy would take a picture of his butt and send it to people.
That's not sad. That's trying to share.
Share the pain.
Share the pain. Hoping for a little love.
What's going on?
But do I get any love?
Let me see. No.
No, I didn't think so. Pop quiz question. Nope. Name the name of the new spokesperson for gay rights. And he's not gay. Will Smith. Denzel Washington. Morgan Freeman. Answer in just a minute. Been a long time since we had a Don't You Know Who I Am? I always like those. Got one for you today. This hot little blondie locks and two girlfriends cut in front of line at a big New York nightclub, but were denied entrance. The little disgusted blondie locks drops, "Don't you know who I am?" Bouncer says no. She says, "I'm Elon Woods, Tiger Woods' ex-wife."
Oh.
The bouncer says, "That's nice. Sorry, you're going to have to get back in line." That's the way it works.
She's not a celebrity.
65-year-old Rolling Stone Ron Wood is marrying 37-year-old Sally Humphries.
It's a man's world.
But he will not only have a young wife, he's going to have two best men. I never heard of having two best men, have you?
No.
No.
Rod Stewart will be one of his best men, and Keith Richards will be his other best men. There's talk of an intervention for Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Ex-husband Bruce Willis, daughter Scout, Tallulah, rumor. Word is that Demi's been partying 24/7 for the last 10 days down in South Beach, Miami, and they are worried about her.
They can lock her up in my house.
I bet they could. I told you about a month or so ago that Amish Mafia was a must-see show. Amish Mafia finally airs for the first time tonight on the Discovery Channel.
Is it good?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Oh,
four
good.
Stars. You're going to love it. Amish Mafia. TV ratings, Duck Dynasty. Do you like that show, Franco?
No, I tried to watch it. It's so stupid, I can't even watch it.
Pulled 6.5 million viewers, the biggest ratings in the history of the A&E television network.
Yeah, I can only take so much of that mud-bogging, turtle-catching, catfish-grabbing, you know, hillbilly, two-green-teeth TV programming.
Yeah. This, I thought you'd be interested in knowing the top five talk shows on television now.
All right.
Dr. Phil, number one.
No, thank you.
Live with Kelly and Michael.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Number four, Maury Povich.
No, thanks.
Oh, my.
You are
the father.
Afternoon host in St. Louis. And number five show is Dr. Oz.
No, thank you.
Okay. These shows do not include the judge shows, Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, People's Court.
There's 30 of them.
You are guilty. What?
Judge Mathis.
Who was that?
That was Judge Johnny Mathis.
Judge Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's actually funny.
No, it went pretty good.
I hate to
was
say
that
it.
Dan?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
Dan's
good,
Dan. Funny thing for the year,
Mike.
News from overseas. Skyfall is the biggest movie of all time in England now. It has surpassed Titanic.
Wow.
Wow.
Most popular actors in England are, want to take a guess at these?
No.
In England, Johnny Depp.
Daniel Craig, number one. Johnny Depp, number two. Will Smith, number three. Hmm. Most popular actresses in England, want to take a guess at these?
No.
Number one, Judy Dench. Number two, Helena Bonham Carter.
Who?
She's the one in all those, what's his name?
A lot of Johnny Depp.
She's the
movies.
One that sang We Got Married in a Fever? That's June Carter.
That is so sad.
I know.
Number three, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And number four, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz? How did she end up on that?
I don't know. I would have thought it had been Helen Mirren or somebody over in Britain.
Or Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
And finally.
What does that mean?
That means time's up.
You know, I don't appreciate being.
Well, you don't have to appreciate it. Just time's up. It's just the way it is.
Oh, man.
This is awkward.
This is very awkward. Yeah. It's awkward and uncomfortable.
You went uncomfortable. I'll send you another picture of my A.
Give a little more cleavage this time.
You like a little bit of that? I know you to give you a little bit of brown eye, huh?
No.
The losing brown eye for yourself.
Come on.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Who is the new spokesperson for gay rights? Is it Will Smith, Denzel Washington, or Morgan Freeman?
Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to go Will Smith.
Morgan Freeman.
Well, since he's the spokesman for everything else, let's go Morgan Freeman.
Answer's Morgan Freeman.
There you go.
I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood. Say it.
Say, who is the idiot? Dan? You got the wrong answer?
I think he has a daughter who's gay.
Morgan I think almost Freeman. Everybody has a daughter or a husband or wife or somebody
in
who's
Hollywood.
Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Hollywood. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home, thompsonprice.com, if you'd like to find out more. And I hope you will. And I hope you'll visit their showroom in De Pere. For almost 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has saved people money and helped them get into the home. Is that still considered the American dream? A home? I think it is.
Yeah.
Own your own home. It's a big deal. And for you renters who will never see any benefit other than a place to sleep and, you know, hang out and watch TV because there's no tax break for you. There's no equity. You move out, you don't own any of the place. For you renters who are ready to make the move and get a house, call American Equity Mortgage. They put a lot of people in their first homes, in second and third and fourth. And for you who are already homeowners, you know the drill. Build consolidation loans and home equity loans. Build consolidation to pay off things like credit cards. That's just literally nothing more than bad debt with insane interest. Or home equity loan to get cash for things you want to pay cash for, like a car. Just pay it off. It's a smart, smart way to borrow the money. Roll it into your house payment, low interest, probably more tax deduction, and everybody's happy and everybody wins. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. Or the number we never want you to confuse with any other number, 314, here's the best, the most important part, 878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.